What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to A Girl and
Her Mother-in-Law.
Happy
fucking
Monday. Welcome back, everyone. Deepest apologies. We completely fucking forgot in the last episode to recap Love is Blind, and now it's way too far gone, and no one gives a fuck anymore, and everyone's heard everyone's opinions already.
So we're just gonna say, okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye. No, honestly, like, I feel like it would be redundant at this point, because everyone and their mother has talked about it.
Already, yeah.
Yeah, so... Sorry about that.
We just didn't have the time. We had Sissy's wedding to attend. And it came out the day before we were leaving. So we could not have had enough time to like...
We did watch it though.
We did.
We did watch... That's dedication. We watched it. It came out at 9 p.m. the night before we left.
Yeah.
And we did watch it. And I feel like we probably have similar opinions to everyone else. What?
Muggins? Look at her, Bailey. Yeah.
Muggini?
Sweet girl.
So that's that. Sorry. But I'm sure you guys are like, thank God you're not going to talk about it because it's like fucking 2 weeks gone now at this point. So that's that on that. What's something that made you smile looking forward to recently?
Today, I went to a, I don't know what to call it. It's like not pro, like not NBA, but the league below it. And
it's like D1.
Well, that's like college, but okay. Yeah, so it's I guess it's between college D2? And like, well, D2's worse than D1. D1's
okay.
Like the best.
Okay.
So it's like not college kids. They're adults that are already done with college, but they're not quite in the NBA yet.
Understood.
So I think they're called the Gatorade or the G League or something like that.
Oh.
I think it's the G League, which means it's a Gatorade League, but I don't know what it is. And I could be wrong. Anyway, we went with our group of students there today. It's World... Education Day, maybe,
I think.
So there was a bunch of school, like it was an exhibition that they put on for all the, well, not an exhibition, it was a real game, but they did it for this purpose, mm-hmm. for the World Education Day. So
it was cute.
It was very, very cute. And then our name of the school and stuff was put on the Jumbotron thing with Jake Jake, and it was just cute. And they had like dance offs, and so my kids were up and dancing. It was very, very cute. One of my students caught a shirt that the cheerleaders were throwing, so that was exciting.
It's so cute.
But they made me happy. They always do, you know, grabbing their hands, making them get out of their seat and dance.
No,
they think they're like, I don't know. It was adorable.
That's fun. What a fun day at work.
It was. I am
exhausted.
It's like
field trip day.
I am exhausted. However, because listen to this, guys. My stimulator got shut off.
Yeah, and this
then
is wild.
I put it back on, and then I went back into the stadium, and it shut back off again. So there must be something magnetic in there, because magnetic will shut my stimulator off.
That strong? Wait, what?
I don't know. I don't know what it is that caused it, but it kept, and I didn't know. Like, I don't ever just open my app and say, oh, let me see if I'm connected. I was sitting there after a little bit, and my leg started hurting, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it was just progressively getting a little bit worse, and I'm like, maybe I need to take out my phone and look at my stimulator, and it was not connected, and I'm like, pourquoi?
That makes sense, though.
Why not?
Yeah.
So then I was, like, trying to get comfortable and, like, stretch, and I'm, like, trying to stick out my leg, and then I was like, I need to get up and walk. So I got up, and I went outside, and I reconnected it. So I'm like, oh, okay. I must have went off when I went through security. Yeah. Went back downstairs. I'm watching the game a little bit. And then it started coming back. I'm like, what the actual fuck? Look again. And it was off again. So I don't know what is in there that was triggering it to keep shutting off.
That's wild.
But yeah, I can't. But I mean, I'm fine now. I put it on and I boosted it up. So now I think I'm overstimulating myself. Maybe I should shut it down.
Maybe
as
you
talking.
Should, yeah.
But yeah, but overall, wonderful, wonderful experience. The kids loved it, watching the joy. And some of my kids were like, it was the best experience of their life. And some of my kids had the headphones on, jack and cover in the head, and had no interest.
Yeah.
One of the students actually fell asleep. Yeah. So, you know, we have a mixed bag of kids,
yeah.
You know, and we had some that were the biggest cheerleaders, loving it, and some who were like, they just wanted to go home and go on that night.
That is so funny.
So
relatable.
Yeah, absolutely. It was so very, very.
She's like, me too. I wish I could fall asleep.
I'm sorry. I have to shut this down. Lower it.
I think that is what's making you tired, huh?
I'm exhausted.
It's probably exhausting your body physically.
Yeah. And I don't feel it because I have a version where I could put like it on like stimulation mode where it'll feel like that TENS unit, like where I'll get like the tingles, like pins and needles kind of sensation. Uh-huh. And I'm sorry, slur my words. So I definitely think I'm opening up.
Overstimulating.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
Does it make you like more, like, is it eye-opening when you're sitting there and you're like, oh my God, it's off and I'm feeling it. Thank goodness I have this thing in my back.
Oh, yes. It's humbling. Yeah. It happened, I think 2 years ago, it wasn't last time, it was the summer before, I don't know, when I went someplace with your mom and dad, we went to Jones Beach and we saw a concert and it shut me off there because I was in the seats and I was like, well, why am I starting to hurt? But once I was able to reconnect right away and it stayed on the rest of the time. Yeah. You know, I don't know why this one kept shutting off. And then I'm like, you know, I know the battery life is only a certain amount of time. So I'm like, am I reaching the end of my battery life already? And I'm not.
No,
you know,
it was just that.
Yeah, yeah, I just had it done. So, but it was definitely humbling. And I was sitting there. I didn't want anybody to know what the hell was going on with me. But all of a sudden, I'm like,
I'm on the job.
My leg is like stretched out. I'm like blocking the thing. I'm at the edge of my seat trying to like stretch my back out, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, when I went to get up, I had that whole like wobbly losing balance thing. And I had to like literally like, you know, like in school when you climb the rope and it's like hand over hand, I had a hand over my hand, the handrail to get back up the stairs because my balance was so off.
Were any of the students like, Miss Jerry?
No.
They didn't notice.
Thank goodness. Oh, okay. No, because I had one of the other job coaches behind me.
Okay.
Like, she knew what was going on because she was sitting right next to me. She's like, what are you doing?
You're right.
Like, what is that?
Yeah.
So I told her. She's like, oh. So I was like, I'm going to go up first because if I can get up to the top real quick and re-put myself on, I'll be better, you know?
How immediate is it? Was it?
Maybe about... It goes on right away, but I start feeling the effects of it maybe in about 5-10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's so cool.
I'm still hurting, you know, but it's so much better.
You were off for how long? Were you there over an hour?
We were there for a couple of hours. We got there at like 9:30. And we didn't leave there until whatever time it was that I texted you, 1:30 maybe.
And that thing's supposed to be on all day, every day.
Yeah.
So that's bound to affect you.
It cycles through. Like, you could be on for 2 minutes, off for 30 seconds, on for 2 minutes, off for 30 seconds. Oh. Like, that's my cycle.
Okay.
So I don't have the constant, it's not 100% of the time stimulated.
Okay.
It kind of gives your body a break, you know?
That's wild.
But, yeah.
Doctors are crazy, man.
Technology is crazy.
That's what I'm trying
right?
to say. Yeah. Like, the fact that someone could figure that out and put that in your back, that's talent.
Do you remember a long time ago, I would think that I would have mentioned it on here. There was a young, she was in her 20s and she had Parkinson's and they implanted one in her brain. Well, in her, I think maybe in the base like of her skull, but to stimulate her brain and it took away all her shakes. Like she
Holy
was bad,
shit.
Bad. She like it was terrible like seeing her uh-huh. at like she, such a yeah. young age. And she had the surgery and same thing, spinal cord stimulator, and it's the same thing. So it just stimulated that part of her. But yeah, she was able to, like afterwards, she'd get the tremors, but like nowhere near what it was before. And then just like me in the beginning, it took a lot of adjusting to get, you know, your sweet spot. So I'm sure by now she probably found her sweet spot and is doing really great, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I have to look her up. I used to follow her. I don't know what
that
happened.
That is so
yeah,
wild.
It's amazing what technology can do yeah. and doctors and science and all that yeah. just blows me away, you
Friggin',
know?
Even like, I don't know, what would you call it? Like the people that make the devices, oh. like...
It's incredible.
Like
that's
the inventors of this shit, it's like people that build that shit.
Incredible.
And are confident enough to be like, yeah, you can go put this in people's brains and people's backs. It'll fix them.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
I'm just going to lower it down a little bit, okay?
Yeah, lower that shit down.
You know what else that's happening? I noticed, which it's funny because it stimulates from right under my ribs, not under my ribs, under my breastbone, down.
Okay.
It's completely stimulated. But if I'm overstimulated, my jaw, I tend to feel like my jaw, like my teeth clenching, yeah.
Mm.
It's weird.
I'm constantly clenching my teeth. horrible habit. Like often throughout the day, I'm like, relax.
Like you have to, you're aware of it and have to literally tell yourself to.
Wow. Yeah, I'm like, why am I so tense? My jaw is always tense. One time I had lockjaw.
Biting your tongue, fucking, because some people need.
One time I had lockjaw right before I was going to school.
Oh my God.
For the first time ever, I'll never forget it. It was fucking traumatizing. That shit's scary. You okay? Yeah. Oh no.
I'm telling you, it's still fucking hurting. Okay, I'm good. I'm good. Okay, I promise I'm good.
Now you know.
Now I know.
Be careful in stadiums.
I have to be careful, yeah.
What are you going to do though? I don't know. You got to figure it out when you get there, I guess. What happened?
I don't know where this came from, how I got here, but it says Eminem is waiting for us.
Eminem?
Eminem.
What are you talking about? An email?
A unique taste of Eminem's into our content. What?
Oh, the candy.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I was talking about the rapper.
Oh, there it is. Oh, the rapper.
I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I don't even know how I clicked on that. Okay, any hoozy body.
Any hoozy
Alyssa
way.
Rose, what made you smile or, you know, what are you looking forward to lately?
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to.
Sleep, because she's yawning too, guys.
Oh, my God, yeah, I don't know. I'm in my luteal phase. Anyways, that's not what I'm looking forward to. Get me the fuck out of there. I'm looking forward to this Friday. Guys, Meghan Trainor is going on tour. I know I've talked about it on the podcast before. So if you guys are avid listeners, you know my love for Meghan Trainor. She finally announced a tour and her tickets go on sale in like 2 days. And I'm so excited.
Are you going to be like setting your alarm for midnight?
I have it on my calendar.
Wait, so they go on sale Friday. So does that
mean I put it on for Thursday on my calendar so I can keep checking.
Okay.
Yeah.
When they, I don't know, because I'm not a ticket buyer. I don't go to concerts the way you do and stuff like that. If it says like, oh, tickets go on sale Friday, is it like the strike of midnight? Like the stroke of midnight?
They'll usually say like at 10 a.m. EST whatever it might be. So I'm like waiting to see that.
Okay.
Because I don't think it will be like a midnight thing.
Okay.
I think it's like if they go on sale Friday, then it'll be probably like a 9 a.m. or a 10 a.m. or a 12 p.m.
Okay. All right. Good.
But I don't think it'll be like Meghan Trainor is huge, but I don't think it's going to be like a Taylor Swift where
it sells out.
You can't even get on the fucking website and people are reselling them for thousands and thousands of dollars. Right. I hope not, at least.
Do you know, speaking of that and Taylor Swift, I heard today that this might be old news, guys. Sorry. One of the students were telling me that Taylor Swift had illegal ticket sales. Not her personally, but they have illegal ticket sales for her latest concert, but over $1 million worth. Can you imagine buying, you think you're buying fucking Taylor Swift tickets and they were fakes? Over $1 million worth was sold, apparently. Isn't that crazy?
Are people buying them from like a shit website?
I have no idea.
No way they're buying them from like a Ticketmaster or like a...
I don't know. I was sitting in the...
Because those are all like verified websites, no?
You're asking or there's the wrong resellers. Person.
I think there's resellers, but I don't think on websites like that.
I don't know.
Interesting. Wow.
I could ask them tomorrow because the person who was saying it on, you know, one of the students, I could ask her and see if she.
I wouldn't doubt it because that was such a huge thing. Me and Jerry cannot stop yawning. I just saw you hold one in.
And good night. Why? Is it something in the air? Are we going into retrograde again?
Fucking Gatorade. I don't know. Look it up. Are we going into Mercury?
I don't know. What the heck? Can you imagine we are and that's why my simulator wasn't working? Because doesn't it affect electronics too and shit? No way. That would be bananas. Look, I was literally...
Laugh at this because I'm so like, I blame shit on it. But then I'm like, but when shit happens and we're not in Mercury retrograde, what do I blame it on? Like, shit happens all year round. It really doesn't fucking matter, but.
We are not.
When is the next one?
April 1st.
Oh, it's coming up, though. It's in a few days-ish. Not really.
April 1st to the 21st, and then not until August.
April Fools.
And then November. So, whew, we're good for your wedding, too.
Oh, okay. Mercury's not going to be in Gatorade.
Okay. So, I don't know. We're just overworked. lacking sleep something, maybe?
Yeah, my balance has been shiitakes lately. Yesterday, I stopped working at 5:30 p.m. because I said...
And you had that chicken with cherry tomatoes, hot cherry tomatoes. You
gotta,
potatoes?
You gotta make
peppers. I saw it and I was actually able to eat it. Read it. Wow. You guys, I'm so sorry.
Everybody, 1, 2, 3.
Oh my God, we did that whatever, poor guy. We did that whatever. We took him to a parking lot and we just let him scream. We screamed with him.
With he was just all ever?
The build up of his mother, all what he was going through. Like sometimes you just need to scream.
Oh, okay.
So we take him to a parking lot, and me, Ever, and Aaliyah, we just screamed.
And good thing there's no one around. He'd be like,
he's like, I feel so much better. So sometimes you just need to scream.
I got it on camera. I didn't realize until I was editing it back from our trip when we were having the big storm and you were in the shower and then our lights went out at the Airbnb.
Uh-huh.
We totally missed all of this part in the last episode. But when I was editing the vlog, I was like, oh shit, I totally forgot about that. You fucking screamed like I've never heard you scream before.
Really?
Yes. I was like, and then I knew it was you because my mom even after was like, oh my God, I never heard you scream like that. But the lights were out. Jerry was in the
shower. I was in the shower.
And I was like, we got to make sure Jerry's okay. She's in the dark in the shower. And then she comes out of the shower. I have the clip in the vlog. And the lights all of a sudden turn back on. And you just hear her, I'll go away from the mic. She was like, ah!
Oh, I know exactly why that was. Because Ever was there. I came out. We fucking, he in scared the, dark? The shit out of me because the lights turned on. And then he was just right in front of my face. That's
and then
why.
I screamed. I was like, what?
Yes, guys, I was like, I was thinking, did I scream because I was in the dark? And I'm like, well, I was in the shower. But yeah, it's because Ever was turning the corner as I was coming out of the bathroom. And then the lights came on and we scared the shit out of each other.
I also had another funny clip of us on the dance floor and you're singing What's Love Got to Do with my parents. And then it said Menage.
Menage a trois.
And then you sang it and then you pointed at them. You're like, oh, God, no.
Because it was only the three of us on the dance floor.
And then you came up to me. I was like, what the fuck is a menage?
Guys.
I was informed it's a threesome. I never knew that.
And I was a menage
a trois. Catch me when my mom was bumping that in the car when I was like 9 years old. What's love got to do with a little menage?
But I was like, oh my God. I'm on the dance floor with Alan and Emery. We had our hands around each other. We were singing. And I'm like, oh my God. No, I got to exit
now. Oh God.
Like
no!
Right now. I got to go. I got to get out of here.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Okay. We just jumped from 500 topics to the other. And I was interested in what you were saying.
I'm sorry. I just got a picture of Melvin.
My sister just sent you a picture of the dog.
All of us. Group, family group.
Oh.
Sorry. Oh my God. I'm vibrating. My ankle. Okay. What were we talking about?
We need
about?
To backtrack because I was interested and I fucked it all up.
A little menage and menage a trois.
We were talking about the chicken.
Oh,
that
the
escalated
chicken.
So quickly.
Wow. We went from what kind of cherry, hot cherry tomatoes? What is it? Potatoes, tomatoes, fucking peppers, peppers.
Potatoes, rams, potatoes. Beans.
Guys.
The recipe is hot cherry peppers, but
hot cherry peppers.
Yeah,
okay.
Zane couldn't find those at the grocery store, and so he got sweet and sour peppers, and they taste good to me. But I think hot cherry peppers are definitely a lot more spicy.
Okay.
Versus ours are like sweet and sour or whatever the fuck I just said.
Okay.
But it's in her simple cookbook.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I'll send you a picture of it.
Yes, please.
But it's so easy. And so it's just like elevated. I love a white wine sauce. Any sauce with a white wine in it. Mm-hmm. Fuck it up. But literally all you need is chicken breast, flour, egg, the peppers, chicken broth, garlic. It's pretty much shit you already have. Like, we got all the ingredients, made it. I made it like a few weeks ago. And then I was like, well, we have everything. Let's just defrost chicken and I'll make it again.
Right, right.
Because it's just like flour, chicken broth. And then we had the jar of peppers from, because you don't need all of it.
Right, right.
But it's really good. It's interesting to me because you do flour and then egg. It gives very like much French toast vibes. Yeah. Like when you're cooking it, you got like the little pieces of egg, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you like dip it in the sauce after you do like white wine, chicken broth, the peppers. It's very, I think it's something you would really like. And then I serve it over egg noodles.
Okay.
It's really simple and we double it. Well, we make actually just the recipe and it's 4 servings. So then we have it for dinner tonight too.
Okay.
Yeah. And I cooked the egg noodles last night too. I'm like, so that tomorrow I don't even have to cook the egg noodles either. You know?
Sounds delicious.
It's really good.
Sounds like I might make it for dinner tonight because it's quick. Because remember I said I might not cook dinner because by the time we come record, finish recording.
Very quick.
Okay.
You so just maybe slice the chicken breasts
I don't have any defrosted, but I could stop at the store and get just chicken breasts real
and
quick.
And peppers. You need a jar of peppers.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll show you the one from Lidl.
Sounds fantabulous.
I'll probably forget.
I'm excited.
No, you'll remember because you're going to leave here and go get the stuff. So you'll remember for me to show you.
Either that or I'll be in Lidl up the pepper aisle and I'll say, Liz, which ones am I buying?
There you go. Or just get a jarred pepper, whatever one tickles you fancy. You probably use fucking banana peppers. I don't know. Okay. Those are kind of specific. But yeah, all you do is dip it, put it in a skillet, and then you take them out, do the garlic, put the peppers, put the wine, mix the chicken broth in, and then you just reheat the chicken in the sauce. That's it.
Mm.
Put it over egg noodles. It's really simple. But it tastes really yummy.
Okay.
Cool.
I believe it.
Oh, cool. You're going to make it tonight? I can't wait to hear back.
Maybe.
Okay.
Because I prepped Ever in the morning. Meanwhile, Ever doesn't give a shit. But I prepped Ever in the morning. I'm like, just letting you know, we might not have a home-cooked meal tonight. Because
He's like, fucking great.
He's like, okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
So he don't give a shit. So depending on how tired I am, if I wake up, maybe I will, but.
Yeah, don't fucking stress. You're going to stress yourself out even more. Go to bed early tonight.
Yeah.
You should make that a priority. Rest is so important.
It is.
It's like gut health. It's like the center of everything.
Which I want to get your symbiotic
seed.
Yeah, I think I want to try that.
It's worth investing in your
health. Because I'm really feeling so exhausted. Like, I actually almost want to buy a cleanse. How did we get the fuck on this topic? I'm sorry, guys.
What are you going to do, a juice
cleanse?
But
I think I want to do some kind of cleanse, like, for gut health. Because I just feel like that's part of the problem right now.
I swear by my seed.
And we ate, like, shit on the trip. And
for
I feel
real.
Like I have not recovered. And I wonder if that's why I feel so tired also.
Mm-hmm. Traveling.
I feel like shit. Also, I wasn't allowed to bring my water into the thing. So I'm just now drinking my water, which I know water. When I don't drink enough water, I'm exhausted. So
it's
probably a combination of everything I've said this whole entire podcast so far. Just
word.
All of it, you know?
Yeah. We need a spring reset. We keep getting nice weather, cold weather, nice weather, cold weather. Ready for it. It's spring now.
It is.
Right?
It's officially spring.
Yeah, a few days ago. It's time for spring cleaning. Get our shit together. I think that's what I'm going to do tomorrow.
Get your shit together.
I think I'm going to spring clean.
I'm super excited because I'm going to be able to do so too. Well, I don't know if I'll actually do it, but we have for Easter break with the school, I have that Thursday and Friday, like Holy Thursday, Good Friday off.
Nice.
So it'll be nice because I'll have a nice 4-day weekend.
Yeah.
So that'll be really nice.
That is really nice.
So whether I catch up on sleep, whether I
do a little rest,
cleaning something, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, but spring cleaning, I think open the windows, you know, I think I need that.
Yeah.
But it's been so damn cold.
Vacuum out like the kitchen drawers.
I bought a thing, Alyssa. I bought a thing. And I never swapped it out yet. No.
It's an underrated episode. I think that was one of our best episodes yet.
Listen, we were crying. I'm still crying at it. It's fucking That's hysterical. So funny. Listen, this family group chat is driving me crazy.
Can you? I mean, I love put them your phone on Do Not Disturb.
No,
or something.
It's my Fitbit. It's vibrating with every message.
Fucking Fitbit on her ankle.
Until people at work, they were like, "What's on your ankle?" I'm like, "House arrest."
That's what it looks like. What happened with the Apple Watch?
This one. Remember my big one? That one really looked like fucking house arrest. No, it's a tiny little one. I forgot to put it on this morning.
Oh.
But I still
wear both.
I do because, wait, I'll tell you why.
She's got a Fitbit on her ankle and an Apple Watch on her wrist.
Because the Fitbit on my ankle is much more accurate, I think. But I need my Apple Watch now because.
You like it for the texting.
For the time and for the texting because I'm with the kids. What time we got to go break, get off a break, you know? So I can't be like. I can't even lift my ankle to my face to check it, but otherwise I'm looking for my phone for the time, and I hate taking out my phone constantly at the job site.
Yeah.
So I love my Apple Fitbit. My Apple Watch.
Zane's is on the Whoop right now.
Whoop, there it is.
Whoop, there it is. Apparently it's free. Didn't know that. You just pay for the membership. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, like you pay for an Apple Watch, but you don't pay monthly for an Apple Watch.
Okay.
Unless you want like the service. But it's free and you pay monthly for the membership. Is it? I mean, or yearly, whatever the fuck.
Right.
That's so interesting. I thought that was interesting.
You're hearing me vibrate, aren't you?
I hear
the one on my phone, the one on my ass. I mean, over there. yeah, he was just showing me. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, he's loving it.
You know?
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Oura Ring because your sleep data and your resilience and your stress. Oh my God, we were looking at it.
Your stress this week. Through the roof.
We were looking at it from like whatever that day. And then I was like, wait, go back to Saturday, the day of the wedding.
Yeah, off the chart.
Top. It was like the top of the chart.
Wow.
It was so funny. I had a migraine that whole day too.
You did.
Yeah. But yeah, wow. It opened my eyes because I was like, I never really looked at that part of the Oura Ring app. And I was like, he's like, you need to not be so stressed all the time. He's like, you're constantly worried about doing something. What's got to be done? He's like, you need to not be so fucking stressed all the time. I'm like, you're fucking right.
Life is too short and stress takes a little bit off your life.
That's what
you
I'm
know?
To say. Like, I want to work less.
Or stress less.
I was talking to one of my friends and she's like, one of my goals in life is to just get to a point where I can not work that much.
Yeah.
Because you got to enjoy your fucking life. She's like, I don't want to live to work. I want to enjoy my time and do things I like.
How do I silence? Can I
put it on Do Not Disturb? Swipe down and then just hit the little moon. Little moon guy.
Moon.
There you go.
I mean, normally I don't mind a little vibration under my tushy, but. It's still vibrating. I'm on Do Not Disturb, and it's still vibrating me. It just vibrated.
Are you on like a certain category of Do Not Disturb?
It has the moon right there. Do Not Disturb until tomorrow at 7 a.m.
Maybe that was a little delayed.
Maybe that was the last one.
Yeah, it was a little delayed.
Let's see.
Anyways,
guys.
Anyways, yeah, so I'm really excited to go see Meghan Trainor.
You know, it's so great that I have a young co-host because I forgot what we even talking about. You can always remember. That's so great about you. But as you get older and I get even older, oh my God, we're going to be screwed. We're going to be like, what were we just talking about?
Every Tom, Dick, and Harry's name from the wedding.
Me, absolutely. Brody.
And I can't even tell you the first name. Mm. Hello?
Hi.
Anyways, yeah, Meghan Trainor.
So what are we doing today?
Meghan Trainor, I'm really excited to go see her. I fucking love her music, and I think she's so much fun. So September 25th, catch me at the New York show.
Goodbye. And where is she?
I don't know. It just says New York, New York.
Ooh.
So I presume maybe MSG, maybe Barclays Center.
Oh.
Okay. Nassau Coliseum would be elite because then I don't have to leave Long Island.
See, I wouldn't be able to go with you because my stimulator don't work there. I don't know what happened, but the LI Nets today.
Yeah.
Oh, anyways, I need to do
that. I mean, MSG is very convenient, so I'll be fine with that. So is Barclays, honestly. Just transferred to Jamaica.
Up the train. No.
Done.
Penn.
Madison Square Garden.
Much easier.
It's very easy, yeah. So we'll see. Okay. I mean, she's a huge artist, so I presume she's going to be at MSG. We shall see. She has this obsession with T-Pain.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She just came out with a collab with him. But it was like her lifelong goal. Like in all of her interviews, she talks about how talented T-Pain, because T-Pain is very, very, very talented. Mm-hmm. Ever seen him like actually like belt and sing, like in his songwriting? Like he's insane. But like a lot of people misjudge because they're like, oh, he's just auto-tuned, like meh. But he's like actually so fucking talented. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so in a lot of her interviews, she talks about how much she loves T-Pain. And then they finally just came out with a collab together.
Oh my
god. It's such a cute song. It's so Meghan Trainor. But I just saw him put up a reel and she took out a whole page of the Atlanta newspaper, a love letter to T-Pain saying how grateful she is for him.
Oh, that is the sweetest.
It's so funny. It's so random and it's so funny.
That's adorable. Yeah, it's like when things come full circle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you asking me if I know the song?
No, I was going to say what it was called, but I didn't want to fuck it up. I think it's called Been Like This.
Oh.
And every time I listen to it, I hear, because it goes, yeah, I've been like this. I've been like this. And every time I hear it, I'm like, yeah, I've been that bitch. I've been that bitch. I'm like, that would have been a good lyric.
Okay.
Maybe it is one of the verses, saying, and that's why it's in my head.
Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows? Anyways, what are we doing today?
Bullshit.
Listener updates?
Sure.
It's been a while. Got to keep you guys updated. We got another email from the LI Swingers. Just in case you guys wanted to know, there is another give back party. March 9th. That passed. Oh, because this was sent on March 1st. Goodbye. We're going to do some listener updates because it's been a hot minute and I want to keep you guys up to date, you know. Wait, I'm very intrigued by this one. It's not a listener update, but it says no topic. I just have to tell you.
Oh.
Isn't that intriguing? Should I read it?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a random ass email, but I'm really intrigued by your subject line. It says no topic. I just have to tell you.
Okay.
Hey, ladies, longtime listener of the pod, subscriber of Alyssa's YouTube channel here. In fact, I'm the subscriber who suggested to Alyssa that she makes the collage blanket of the footy pajama pics for Jerry. Let me just tell you, I was over the moon watching that vlog, feeling like I was part of your guys' Christmas that year.
Aww.
I love you, Bob. Yay! Did I ever tell you that someone suggested it?
No.
Oh, wow, I'm a fucking faker. I saw it so long ago.
It's adorable.
And then I just wrote it down. Yeah. So thank you for that. So I just wanted to tell you what happened to me today, and I feel like Jerry especially will love this story. I was literally listening to your beautiful voices. Oh my god. Thank you. As I went out to the side of my work building for a smoke break, I only had my headset in one ear and barely heard as a woman said, "Excuse me, can I ask you something?" I obviously thought that she was going to ask for directions or something, but when I said, "Yeah, for sure, what's up?" She just said, "I just need to talk to someone about this," and I could see her eyes welling up a bit.
Aww.
She went on to explain that she's been dating someone for a year, and it's come up that he's been lying to her about having a kid. I guess he has always acknowledged the kid existed, but denied that it was his kid. But she just found out that he knew the paternity test was a match 10 years ago. He is absolutely denying it, even though she can totally see right through. They look identical. I saw the pics. She had no doubt in her heart that he was lying, but she really loved him, and she says, "What would you do?" I should also mention that I'm the one who wrote in about cutting people off too quick and being too cynical. Ha ha. So I kind of joked about that at first. I think the big picture was that she just needed some support from another woman at that instant in time, and something in the universe made our paths cross. Let me make myself clear. To talk to this woman, I literally removed your podcast from my ear as Jerry was choked up about the girl whose father turned nasty to her after the brother got mad about washing off the inner tube for the boat.
Oh my god, I remember that.
I remember that one. She said, "Don't tell me that was a coincidence. That on the busy street downtown Toronto, the woman approached me as a perfect stranger while you guys were right there too."
Wow.
This is obviously the quick version of her story. We actually talked for probably 20 minutes. My advice was that if she knows in her heart that he is lying, she can't trust him. So it will only hurt more the longer that she wants, the longer that she waits to step out of the situation. Anyways, I'm obviously thinking about this woman like crazy 8 hours later and praying she's okay. And maybe we might bump into each other again if she works around there too. I really hope that we helped her. All three of us.
Aww.
Thanks for doing what you do, ladies. You offer great advice for the people who write in their stories, but you also inspire all of your listeners to pay it forward and support others as well.
That is so beautiful.
So
And you're
sweet.
Right. I love it. And I thank you because it's so true, right? Like if the advice that we give to somebody writing in an email, like, it's not your email, but it may help you and not for you. Maybe even in like a circumstance like this, like you may be able to carry it on or give somebody else a little bit of a piece of advice. It's just, you know, I think listening to podcasts, not just listen, I'm just saying in general, listening to podcasts where people give advice, it's like having your own little therapist, right? It's like, it might not go and like fit in what you're going through right now, but it could potentially fit or maybe help somebody else that's gone through something. And
absolutely.
I think it's amazing that we have this opportunity, you know, and it's just our opinions because God knows we are not professionals by any means, you know. I mean, Alyssa's a professional influencer,
but
we're not professionals. So the advice we give is just, and it's very often like, not opposing, because I think we always say or suggest both sides, but
I think
it's just from experience, you know, that we have some of this advice. And just I feel like a lot of our listeners, maybe you agree or don't, by the way, I gotta talk to you about something. I feel like a lot of our listeners, when they're writing in, know what they need to hear.
Yeah.
But they just need to hear it from us.
100%.
You know? So I feel like we're just saying what they need to hear.
I get it, though, because, like, I'll think about us and I'm like, why is our advice going to change their mind? But then I think about if I wrote in something I was going through to an influencer I look up to and like and value, I would want to know what they would do. I do it with my friends, too. Like, I'm like, I value what you would do in this situation. I want to know. Because I want to know from an outside perspective. So, like, I get it. 100%.
Okay. So, now I have to ask you. Have you watched the newest American Idol?
No. I got to get together with my parents and watch it.
Okay. Then we can't talk about it then.
No. But we can after.
They just do something that's really cute.
Okay.
And
okay, don't tell me.
We could take it into practice here.
Maybe. Okay.
And understood. If you guys have watched the newest one, if you guys watch, you know. Katy Perry and Luke Bryan. Right? That's his name? Luke Bryan?
Luke Bryan. Katy Perry and Luke Bryan.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's Luke Bryan.
It is. I hope it is.
I love him, and I never remember which country star
fucking
he is.
Same. I'm pretty sure it's
him. I think he's so nice, but I just never remember. The little one with the longish hair is Keith Urban, right?
Yeah. Keith Urban's kind of cute. I think he's attractive.
He's almost like rocker looking, kind of.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm looking.
I always get all the country stars mixed up because I just don't listen to them. But I like sometimes I'll know them by what they look like. It is Luke Bryan.
It is.
It's not. It is. That's who it is on American Idol.
Yeah.
Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie.
Yes.
But there's some other country stars that I always confuse him with. Who's the other country stars? Who's the one that my parents like? They just recently went to see in the last few years.
Oh. Come on, Jerry. Can you tell that we're not big country fans?
No, I wouldn't know. Fuck, the name is like on the tip of my tongue. Everyone's
Garth
screaming
Brooks.
At it. Garth Brooks, thank you. Like, what does he look like? Not like Luke Bryan.
No.
Oh.
No.
I love that one song by Morgan Wallen. How's it go? What's this big popular radio song that I love?
You were in Texas.
I was?
Yeah.
Did my sister play it?
I don't know. No, we were. I think we were singing a drive-thru.
She knows that's one of my favorite songs. And that I don't remember at all right now. My sister. Oh my God, I didn't even talk about this either. Wow, we were fucking gone in the last episode. Where were we? Up in the clouds. We were left on the plane. My sister surprised me by having everyone else walk out to Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat. And when I tell you I was so excited when it started playing, I was like, oh, we're walking out to Paint the Town Red.
You love that song,
I
huh?
love that song.
Aww.
We always play it together. So I was like so happy. And then she walked out to her Beyonce song. I don't fucking remember the Morgan Wallen song.
I'm finding it right now. It just takes me a minute. Because I forgot his name and I had to look for his name, but...
The big radio song.
I know.
The only fucking song I know by him.
Come on, Jerry.
Come on, Jerry.
Come on.
I'm about to start Googling.
No, don't. No, please don't. Give me the credit here. Last night.
Last night we let the liquor talk.
I was going to say something with orange, but did I say orange?
Said it all. I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
Tell me that you wish I was somebody you never met. Baby, baby, someone's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. It's a good song. I tried to listen to his other songs and nothing just hits like that one. Anyways.
Okay, update, so listener updates.
Okay.
Holy goodness. What?
This one says the Valentine's Day update.
Aww.
Hey, beautiful ladies. Hope you're doing well. Last Valentine's Day, read my email on the podcast. And it was so fun hearing Alyssa read my love story while I'm back. To refresh your memory, I married my middle school skater boyfriend who I had broken up with. But then we reconnected senior year of high school and the rest is history. Do you remember that, Jerry?
I do.
Wow. See, you make fun that you don't have no memory. And you, I feel like every email, you're like, young. I remember that.
No, not always.
Was there a picture of them when he had skater hair?
Yes.
I think I might remember. I have a photogenic memory.
Yeah.
I have a photogenic memory, but I can't remember names or fucking names of songs to save my life. Okay. Currently, we have two beautiful girls who are 5 and 3.
Aww.
Well, I'm here to update you all. We're expecting baby number 3 in April. So soon.
Aww.
Our girls are over the moon and can't wait to have a little brother or sister. We didn't find out the gender of either of our girls, so we figured we'd carry on the tradition with this one. We're hoping for a boy, but we'd just be over the moon for a little girl as well. Just for fun, what are your guesses? Do you think I'll be having a boy or a girl? Out of curiosity, Jerry, did you have different symptoms between your boys and your girl? My pregnancies were so different with my girls, but this baby has me throwing up and a lower heart rate, so maybe it'll be a boy? I love hearing about other moms' pregnancy journeys. Anyways, I'll end with my gratefuls. My daughters, they're going to be the best big sisters. My loving and supportive husband, he's the best fan, my biggest fan and hype man. This podcast, as I'm sure all us listeners would agree with me on this one, from the laughs to the tears, thank you for always bringing a smile to my face. Have the best day.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Ah! Thank you.
And she put a little picture and a video of telling her girls that she's pregnant.
You girls are so beautiful.
What's your guess? Should we 1, 2, 3 it?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3
Girl. No, it's a boy. It's a boy. You know why?
My first instinct was a boy because she has two girls already. But then I'm like,
no, her pregnancy is very different. Even though the two girls were different, this one has a throwing up. And I was hospitalized with lots of throwing up with Zayn Siddiqui.
You also threw up and gave birth to Aaliyah.
Yeah, not the whole pregnancy.
I just put that up on Instagram yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny
watching them back because I forget that we even talked about shit. I was like, I could not have told you that Jerry told me that story that she threw up when she and Aaliyah came out.
Dead.
Like, if you came and told me that, I would have been like, no fucking way. Isn't that fucked up?
I probably wouldn't have even remembered that I told you.
So basically what we're saying is don't hold us accountable for anything that we say ever.
Or don't say, because apparently we say it and then say the same story twice. At least you know we're not lying.
Oh, I literally was watching them back and I was like, I don't remember this at all.
That's fucking hysterical.
That's fucked up is what it is. Sorry, go on. She's nauseous. So you think it's a boy?
I think it's a boy. I think it's a boy. And not just because she already has two girls. I just feel boy.
Okay.
Slower heartbeat, the vomiting, to me, boy. But, you know. I don't know. I wish
who's
you luck.
Who's going to win?
Listen, happy, healthy baby. That's what's most important. But
correct, but you have to let us know.
It's going
to
be a boy.
We need to know.
Boy.
Is it a girl?
Boy.
We'll see. See who's right. Okay. Out of literally a pure guess.
Okay. Follow up. I sent it an email about being in love with my ex and is recently reconnecting. Do you remember this one? Alyssa Rose?
That's very vague. Mm. Being in love with my ex and she's still with the man's?
I think so, if it's the one I'm thinking of, yeah.
All right. Can I just say, when you guys say send follow-ups, please try to attach it to your previous email that you had already sent.
Yeah.
So just go to the email you already sent us and use that thread, that email thread.
To like reply or whatever.
Yeah, so that we know which email you're updating. Because I clearly can't even remember that Jerry told me a story. So.
Yes. Ah, yes, this is it, by the way.
Okay.
It is the same one. Okay, so I listened to that podcast, listened to what you guys said. A few things I left out. We are not physically reconnecting. We only talk occasionally through social media. I live in the Southeast and he lives in Colorado. My husband does know that we talk and nothing inappropriate has gone on. We were together from the ages of 16 to 23. I broke it off because I felt like we were so young to be wrapped up in each other. I wanted to know ourselves outside of the relationship. I broke his heart and he moved closer to his brother who had moved to Colorado a couple of years prior to us breaking up. I feel had he not moved across the country, we would be together. I do want to say that I've never cheated emotionally, physically, or in any other way on my husband. I just wanted advice on how to stop loving my ex. I'm sorry I didn't give more details.
Mm.
Okay, I have a question. There's a big difference between loving somebody and being in love with them.
Mm.
I hope that you are in love with your current boyfriend. And if you still have love in your heart for your ex, I think that's a totally different thing. And I do, now that you clarified a couple of things, you know, like maybe feel a little different about the situation. But I don't know. Is it necessary? Oh, wait, my tooth is throbbing. Is it necessary? All right, so 16. That's 8 years. 7 or 8 years you spent with him. I don't know if he was your first love, but I feel like maybe he'll always hold a little something special in your heart. And I don't think you should try to fight that. I think if you have a little love for him for whatever reason, maybe because he was your first love, whatever. But if you're in love with your husband, I don't find a problem with that. You're not telling him you love him. You know, it's not like, oh, I love you, you know. I think I have a special heart. I have a special.
You do.
I have special feelings for exes of mine. Certain exes of mine. I wouldn't necessarily say I love them. I mean, I despise some of them, but I definitely care for others in a different way. You know.
Okay, I'm coming in.
But I also wouldn't be on the phone telling them that.
I'm coming in on the other shoulder.
Go ahead.
I don't remember what we said, but I stand by, going off of this, that I understand you don't think you've done anything emotionally, physically, or whatever. She's married, by the way, husband. Mm. I think that if you need advice on how to stop loving your ex, you shouldn't be speaking to him at all. I just think it's disrespectful.
Yeah, I think
you guys should be talking.
Yeah, I think I just said, like, I wouldn't talk to an ex and tell them how I feel.
Not even you just know? As it's friends. Like, you guys just shouldn't be friends if you still love
memory.
Him.
Yeah, there's memory. They hold a certain spot in my heart, or I have a certain spot for them in my heart. for whatever various reasons. Like, I could say I have a little bit of love for Dave. Doesn't mean I still love Dave or I'm not in love with Dave. Mm. You know, it's just I have a special, like, maybe a little memory. I don't know. Mm. But I definitely don't talk to Dave. I don't talk to any of my exes, you know. No. Not that I think you can't be a friend with an ex, but I think if you're saying that you love this person, you definitely shouldn't be talking to him. Because then I think it's just bringing up those emotions over and over and over and over again, you know? I don't think it's fair to your husband. Because think about how you would feel if your husband was talking to his ex that he still had love for. You know, how you would feel about that situation.
I also think you're still thinking about it because you said, oh, had he not moved across the country, we would still be together. Like, you're still thinking about it. So I know you said you just wanted advice on how to stop loving him, but opening the floor to the concept of not speaking to him would be your best bet, I think.
I agree.
Because flip-flop it around, I'm sure you wouldn't want your husband doing that.
100%.
Especially if he still loved them.
Right.
You said, I need advice on how to stop loving my ex. If your husband came to you and said, I still love my ex, and yeah, we talk on Instagram here and there.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. And that's that on that.
That's that on that one.
Okay. How about the one where the boyfriend's best friend doesn't like me?
Oh, I remember that one too.
I fucking remember this one because this one pissed me off. With the group photo?
With the group photo.
She circled! Geraldine, she circled.
I was wrong.
You were wrong. Sorry, guys. I can't see the picture, but...
I was close. It really looks like that other one. I think you're mistaken. I think you circled the wrong one.
You thought it was the one all the way to the left with the hand on the chest?
No, I thought it was the one right next to him.
I don't even remember which one he was now. He's got the pink thing on his head. That's him. Which one is he? Oh. Right here. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So I was wrong. Okay.
Okay, well, if you guys remember this one, I was very passionate about it. This is the one where the boyfriend blocked her, right? The boyfriend's best friend blocked her on social media. And I was like, I would go to Zane and be like, what the fuck? Why? What the hell? That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And make him address it. So I'm trying to make sense of where these updates are. Okay. Yeah, her and her boyfriend been together for 3 years. Thank you for attaching your previous email, by the way. It's very helpful. One day she noticed that he hadn't posted on his story. She tried to confront him. He said nothing. Called him and he immediately was like, bye. And never said why he blocked her and isn't talking to her. And then the boyfriend says, fuck him. Who cares what he thinks? That's what her boyfriend says to think about his best friend not fucking with her. And to me, I'm like, if your man's best friend is blocking you and not wanting to talk to you, it can't just be a, fuck him, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
It's not an acquaintance. So, let's see. Hi, ladies. I wanted to write back to you since you asked who he was in the photo, but if you do read it, the font is bigger now. Oh, her font was really tiny. Let me just say, when the podcast episode had my email as a subject, I squealed like a little girl. It was so cool listening to y'all read it and talk about it. We did make it get the title. If you guys want to go listen to that one, it's something like my boyfriend's best friend blocked me or hates me or something.
Mm.
So she was probably like, oh,
gotcha.
That's mine. Okay. I've attached the picture below with him circled. I just realized he's actually beside me in the picture. LOL. So no, it wasn't the guy that you thought was standing next to the boyfriend. Go ahead and scroll down and then come back to the rest of the email. Quick info. I'm almost 23. Boyfriend's 26. And the other guy is 27/28. Everyone in the friend group ages range from 23 to 29. The day that I wrote in was actually the day that I was crying over the situation. I was at a parade with my girlfriends and one of them called the friend up. Did we say his name last time?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Can I make up a name? We're going to call him Josh.
Okay.
Okay. I made it up. One of them called Josh because she saw via Snapchat that he was downtown, and that's when the whole bye conversation happened. Mm-hmm. I wasn't upset in the moment, just confused as always. So then once I got home is when the emotions got the best of me. I was crying out of frustration more than anything. I wanted to add in some more backstory. My boyfriend and I have been living together for over a year now, and we've had like 3 gatherings at our house since moving in. Josh, that's the name I used, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Josh had came, but this was before the blocking happened. Normally, gatherings are at our other friends' houses, and it's usually hit or miss if Josh will be there or not. Normally, gatherings are at our other friends' houses, and it's usually hit or miss if Josh will be there or not. My boyfriend is in other group chats with the friend group, and it's constantly blowing up. He just doesn't respond. He's not a group chat kind of guy. What became a little weird is I haven't gotten texts from anyone in the friend group inviting us over, and now I'm not sure if they do invite us in the group chat. I'm not sure if they do invite us in the group chat that I'm not in, and my boyfriend doesn't say anything. This used to happen all the time, or if they just literally aren't inviting us. A birthday was a few weeks ago, and I saw everyone posting, and I asked my boyfriend why we didn't go, and he said that he didn't think I'd want to. Honestly, he's right. I feel like this is why he hasn't went out with his friends in a while, because he knows that I wouldn't want to. He knows he can do whatever he wants without me being there. We're not the type of people to hold each other back, but I think that he honestly just doesn't want to go either. I thought it was crazy that Jerry mentioned our future wedding and Josh being in it. I've literally been thinking about that. He's one of my boyfriend's best friends, and I don't see him not being in the wedding. Although, depending on how things are a few years from now, he may not be, but like Liz said, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. We aren't even engaged yet. Let me also mention that Josh and my boyfriend have another best friend named Bruce. He's not a part of the friend group. He mentioned, but he and his now wife have been a part of Josh and my boyfriend's lives since high school. Not once have I heard of Josh and Bruce's wife having this same situation that me and him are having, which would make sense because they were teenagers and jealousy is a big thing during those times. Anyways, I don't think that Josh has a crush on me. He's never acted that way before. Oh, we did say that, that he might have a crush on you. He's never acted like that in any way before. Now Josh gets invited to Bruce's the same time that there are events at the other friend group's house, so he feels stuck and he doesn't want to upset anyone. Although none of the friends care or make a big deal if he goes to one and not another. Bruce and his wife aren't close with the other friends, so that's why they don't come. All I can think is that that might have made Josh upset is one night at a gathering, he said, please don't tell Bruce and his wife that I'm here. They invited me over. I said, okay, but they won't care. They'll just pick on you about it. I feel like maybe I had too much to drink and I might have posted a story with Josh in the background or something, and that's why he's acting the way he is. I know that sounds ridiculous and I don't even remember doing such a thing. It's just a scenario that I've thought about. But if it was a night I was having multiple drinks, I could have. I never really drink, so I'd be surprised. But still, Josh could have told me that. I feel like he's just being petty and I might have gotten his feelings hurt over something, but he could man up and tell me or my boyfriend. Me and my boyfriend have a very open relationship. Yes, he wouldn't tell me something to prevent my feelings from getting hurt, but I'd eventually get it out of him. However, my boyfriend knows Josh, and if he says, don't worry about what he thinks, then I'm going to do that because Josh is 27 and acts very much like a teenager. I'll keep you guys posted if anything changes in the future. One more thing. The friends in the friend group know about Josh blocking me, and I brought it up at Friendsgiving when Josh wasn't there. Everyone was just as confused as I was, and they might have confronted him about it, but no one has told me anything, so that's why I feel like he's feeding them lies, because if he did say something, it must have been something for them to not talk to me like they used to. I also feel like at least one of the friends in the group would fill me in about it, even if it's gotten that far. Just my assumption. Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, so listen, your boyfriend said don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. I still think, I am pretty sure 99.99999% chance Alyssa said, just go talk to Josh. Be like, yeah. What the fuck did I do? However, if you were at a party and Josh was like, please don't tell anybody I'm here, especially Bruce and his wife, because they invited me over and I told them I couldn't. And if she accidentally Snapchatted and there's Josh in the background, then Josh needs to fucking say, listen, bitch, I told you not to say anything and you put me on blast on Snapchat. If that's what this is all about, he's even more teenager-ish
that is stupid
than I think. However, I think if it's still bothering you, which it obviously is, I think you just need to be like, listen, Josh, what the actual fuck? What did I do to you that's making you block me and feel a certain sort of way? Did I do something? Did I fucking drunk post and that's why you're mad? Can we talk about it? Can I apologize? I was drunk.
Wait.
If that's even the situation.
Wait.
What? Talk to me.
I'm actually going to go on the other side of what I said previously now, hearing more information, because I can relate to something like this. I get it. You're in your head. Because something happened and you're like, oh my God, was it that random time that I might have had him in the background of my photo and like now maybe, he hates me?
Like maybe even possibly if it was even that.
I've done this. I've done this with people where you're like, oh my God, I noticed they did X, Y, and Z. Is it because that one time I made that joke and they took it offensively and they never told me? But guess what? That's on them. So I feel like this actually gave me a different perspective on this of if he does have an issue with him, that's on him to come to you and say it.
If he has an issue with you,
correct.
It should be him coming to you.
This is his responsibility at this point.
But she obviously is a lot of an empath and it's bothering her.
Yeah, but I've had things bother me too, and like sometimes it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just like, all right, it's not worth it to me, whatever, I'll just move on.
I mean, if you could just move on like Liz is saying, then just cut it, move on. Like your boyfriend said, don't even pay attention, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But if you're like me, you might need closure. And you might just say, like, hey, Josh, like, what the actual fuck?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on who it is.
Just give me some sort of closure.
If it was someone that Zane's really close with,
yeah,
different story. If it's just, like, an acquaintance or someone that you're liking.
It's his best friend. It's his best friend.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So that,
it's tough. I would want to know. I would want to know. I'd be like, yo, Josh, come on. Come on, man to man. Sit down. Let's take a shot. Talk to me. What did I fucking do to you?
Right.
I don't, listen. If you, after what you say to me, you want to still block me and we don't have to be friends, that's fine. But at least give me the courtesy of letting me know what the fuck I did. Like, I need that for me. I need that because you know what? We learn from our mistakes. If I did something that offended somebody so much that they blocked me, I would want to know.
Yeah.
If Ever's best friend or Zane's best friend blocked you for whatever reason, I would want to know so I don't make that same mistake moving forward. Or if it was a misunderstanding, let's fucking clear the air and move on. You guys were all a big part of the same big friend group. Let's heal, you know, whether we just close that chapter and never be friends again or we fix and adjust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me apologize. Tell me what I did.
You can also take the approach of, which we said recently in a podcast, of bring the situation to him. Say, hey, there was that one time where I accidentally posted you in the background of my Snapchat picture. Is that why you're like upset with me?
Yeah.
Much easier for him to just say yes or no.
Right. Right.
So you can approach it in that way. But yeah, I also think like, it can't be anything that serious. So, like, hey, you love my boyfriend. I love him.
Can we just let's be a hug big, and happy make up? Family? Yeah.
Yeah. I was That's just tough, watching The Bachelor. I'm, like, very into it this season, actually.
I heard he's handsome. Is he handsome?
He is a very handsome guy. Mm-hmm. And guess what? He's a tennis coach. Tennis coach. Yeah.
Huh.
Did you see the video I posted today? You have to see it.
Yeah.
It's of Zane. I was finishing up while I was doing my workout this morning. And you know how men say, I don't want to watch that show. I'm not interested. I got a video of him. I felt him from behind me watching. Like, I knew he was watching. And I got a video. I'm, like, filming the screen. And then I turned it to him. And he's like, what the fuck? I don't understand. Is he going to go home alone? What's going to happen? But it's like, men are like, I'm not watching that fucking show with you. And then all of a sudden, they're, like, creeping around the corner.
Yes.
That's Zane. Anyways, on that show, he's very sweet too. He's very respectful. Like, usually some of the women are like screaming at The Bachelor, you know? Are you listening to me?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Usually like some of the women are like, fuck you, you fucking broke my heart. But he's like so respectful and nice. He's been like the nicest Bachelor.
Aww.
Yeah, he's just a nice guy.
Which makes him that much more handsome.
Likeable.
Right?
Yeah. But anyways, the most recent episode that I just watched was The Women Tell All, where they all get together after. Kind of like a reunion, uh-huh. but like the season's not over yet, so it's still spicy.
Okay.
But there's this one girl, Maria, where all the girls just kind of like ganged up against her and like just made her out to be this villain. But the whole internet is like, justice for Maria. Like, Maria needs to be the next Bachelorette. But on the show, like, it's these girls ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ing with her. And she's like, guys, can we just hug? And like, we could be friends. Like, this doesn't need to be happening. Mm-hmm. And she just, like, walked up to them and gave them a hug. Like,
that's so the energy. Cute.
Like, let's be friends.
Let's just be friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was over something so stupid, too. One girl made a comment how she felt insecure that she was, like, the oldest one there. Meanwhile, she was literally only 31. Like, but, like, honey, we're not on The Golden Bachelor. It's okay. But then Maria is 29. So she's like, what do you mean she's old? Like, we're not that big of a difference. Like, who cares? You know, like, that's the least of his concerns. He just wants to find love.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, the other girl made it like, you're bullying her. You're invalidating her feelings because she felt like she was the oldest. It was, like, so silly. And she's like, please tell me how I'm being a bully. Like, please. Oh. And then she made, like, accusation. It's actually such a good season. You should maybe watch it. Maybe you and Ever would enjoy it.
Okay.
But she was just making accusations and she's like, what the actual hell are you talking about?
Really?
Like, she like stood up for herself and now everyone's like, fuck you, let's go, Maria. Really? And you know what? She actually has a personality too, because a lot of people are kind of dry on that show.
Just like paper.
Pieces of fucking paper.
Pieces of paper.
And Maria actually is like funny.
She's got a little spice.
She's got a little spice, yeah.
Okay. Okay, Maria. Justice for Maria.
Justice for Maria. She deserved better.
Okay, so Maria was being bullied because Maria said, oh my God, girl, you're not that old.
Like, yeah, but then they said that Maria was bullying them. Because they said, oh, Maria was trying to invalidate her feelings. She felt like she was the oldest one here. And she was invalidating her feelings by saying, that's not that old. Like, what do you mean? Who cares?
So instead, see, I would have definitely saw that as more of like a sister code. Like a girl code. Like, yeah, come on, you girl. Not yeah. like a negative thing.
She was people like, oh, it's really the way you said it. I have to go back and watch it because I'm like, was she like, she's not that old. What's the big deal?
Mm.
But also, like, that's not bullying. She's just like chatting.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She's just chatting. But one of the girls was making these accusations. And she's like, yeah, you told Leah to like fuck off, or you told her shut the fuck up or something. And she's like, you know, we're on camera, right?
Everything's being recorded.
Yeah, that's not true.
Rewinds.
And then at the reunion, if you want to watch it, I'm fucking spoiling it all.
No, that's all right.
At the reunion, the host was like, can we address the fact that she said you told Leah to shut the fuck up and you never did? And the girl behind her goes, that's because I said it. And Maria stands up and she's like, thank you. She's like, yeah, I fucking told her to shut the fuck up. That wasn't Maria.
Oh, that's so funny.
It was so funny.
She owned her shit, and I love that.
It's a really good season. Okay. I would highly recommend you watch it. It would still be fun to watch, even. Was that your neck?
It was.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm like stiff necking right now. What the fuck? Eyes are drooping.
Anyways, yeah, The Bachelor's really good this season. Season
28. 28, Jesus Mary. Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot of Bachelors.
I know.
Wait, can I ask you a question? Like, you know, like Love is Blind, they say, you know, there's a certain amount of couples that like have made it through, or like Love at First Sight couples.
The success
that, like,
rate?
Yeah, what's the success rate of that?
I have no idea.
I mean, are there couples that...
There's couples that are still together, have babies. Yeah.
Aww.
The host of it right now was a bachelor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Love at First Sight?
Married at First Sight?
Yes, that one. I was combining two shows. Married at First Sight. Do you remember the one with Jess? I think her name
Jerry.
Was Jess. She was like, she was a nurse.
That's another thing you do too. You're like, yeah, so-and-so from that season of that show.
Yeah, but I really have no idea.
Maybe you're just really good at names.
Her name might not be Jess. But the boyfriend was kind of nerdy and she's like, he's not normally my type. And they winded up getting married.
Are you talking about Bliss?
No.
Oh.
Oh, anyway, she just announced they're having another baby.
I would have to see pictures of their face.
Okay,
that's one thing about me is I can watch a whole season of a show and still not know their name.
Okay, yeah. I'm usually not great with names. I don't know why all of a sudden I am. That's wild.
I feel like you've always been good like that. Even with like in our like personal lives, you like be like, oh, remember so-and-so we used to work with?
It is Jessica.
Let me see. But you do that too, you know? With like jobs, you'd be like, remember so-and-so used to work with so-and-so?
Do you remember them?
Nope. Although I can't, can you zoom in? Getting old.
Wait, hold on. I know you remember them because we talked about how they were like...
not good for each other?
How he was not her type, remember?
Oh, yeah.
What was his name?
She looks slightly familiar, to be honest. That's about it, though.
Austin. His name was Austin. Her name was Jessica. She was a nurse. Jessica. Alyssa. But yeah, they just announced they're having another baby.
Oh, cute.
So cute.
Everyone from Love is Blind is pregnant.
That was so funny. What? Who? What?
It feels like everyone on Love is Blind is pregnant.
Who is pregnant?
The tall guy. And remember in the reunion she was there?
Oh, yeah.
And then Gigi's pregnant. Not from someone she met on the show, though.
Okay. Okay.
Why did they not have Lauren and Cameron on there? I would have loved to see them.
Who the fuck is Lauren and Cameron?
White guy and the black girl. They were so sweet, remember?
Oh, my God. Yes, I love them.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, I love them. They're on social media, actually.
They are, and they're still together, and everything's fine and dandy. They're pregnant. Are they pregnant?
Oh, I don't know. I was just saying, why weren't they on the reunion? I would have liked to see them. Totally forgot about Brett and her.
Oh, they were so sweet. I love them.
But I forgot about them until they showed them.
Yeah, I follow them, and I follow the Bliss. They were.
Yeah, you love Bliss. And I love Bliss and him.
Yeah, there's a couple. The Stutters, I found them.
Who's that?
Jessica and Austin.
Oh, okay.
Them. Yeah, there's a couple of them that I follow.
Kwame and Chelsea.
I don't follow.
She works for Netflix now.
I have to tell you, I did not think they were going to last.
I thought he cheated on her.
I really thought so, too.
I thought that was like a whole scandal.
Like, she was like this tough girl, like, if you don't fucking da 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 da.
Yeah.
So I didn't think they were going to, like, last. Yeah. So when I saw them on the reunion show, I was like,
yeah,
okay. Like, I was happy for them, you know, because I feel like they do have something special, but I do feel like there was a lot of drama revolving around them.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, once the cameras stop rolling and you have a time to, like, really connect and, you know, I think
you can start Barnett.
Focus on. Huh?
Do you remember Barnett?
Barnett, yes.
No, not Barnett.
I do remember Barnett, though.
Who's the one? Remember the girl? They're on social media still, too. Remember she was in debt, and he was like, what the fuck?
Barnett. Isn't that Barnett?
No. Barnett is, like, the mixed guy from a more recent season. This is a white guy. What the fuck is his name?
Unless they're both named Barnett. She went over to his place. I remember that episode.
And she was sitting on the counter, and she told her she was in debt. What's her name?
I don't know, but I really thought his name was Barnett. But okay.
I think you're right. I think they're both named Barnett.
Oh, okay.
Do you know who else I'm talking about? On a more recent season, he was a mixed guy. I have no idea.
What about that asshole? Remember that asshole? He was just a fucking asshole. To the girl that reminded me, she reminded me of, she had like a...
Oh, I know who. Is the guy you hated, Shane?
Shane. Look at who knows the names and who don't know the names.
The blonde guy? He had a big smile?
No.
Oh. You hated that guy, though?
I trust your opinion. I mean, I trust that you're saying that because I obviously.
And then he grew on me and you were like, what the fuck?
Really? I don't know. I'm going to have to go check out this because I don't remember them. Shane?
Shane. You're going to know his face. Love is Blind. You're going to know
guys,
his face.
Guys, yeah, live on the podcast.
While you're doing that, we have one more email.
Oh, okay. Go ahead because I already powered this off.
This is one that was actually sent to my email and I forwarded it to us because. Oh. My manager sent it to me. She's like, you need to see this. This is the sweetest thing ever.
Aw.
So it says, hello, Alyssa and Jerry. I would love to give you an update in regards to an email you received and shared on your podcast. On your July 9th episode titled Advice, Admitting Your Faults, Making Friends as a New Mom, and Prioritizing Yourself, you guys read an email from a girl seeking relationship advice. In her email, she wrote about how she matched with a guy on Tinder, really liked him, and wanted a relationship with him. However, he felt unready for a relationship at the time, and they had stopped talking. I'm that guy. Jerry's jaws on the floor. I would love to share with you that as time passed, my headspace has changed and I asked her to be my girlfriend on February 19th. I want to start by saying that I genuinely appreciate all the advice that you gave her because it meant a lot to her, and listening to it myself almost brought a tear to my eye. Things are working very well between us now, and I'm happy and excited for what the future has in store for us. It definitely was a situation of right person, wrong time, but I can confidently say that it's the right time now. She means the world to me, and I am just so happy to have her in my life again, and I'm grateful that things have worked out. I realize now that she truly is the one for me. Thank you both so much for the kind words and the great advice that you gave her. It truly means a lot. Attached is the picture that she sent of us before and also an updated picture of us recently. P.S. Her birthday is April 9th. And I know this is a stretch, but if you guys could say happy birthday, Nicole, on a future podcast episode, if you guys see this, that would be the best. I know she would love that, especially coming from you two. Thank you both so much again for everything.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nicole. Happy birthday to you. Oh my God, that's the sweetest thing. And now I'm mad that I closed this out because I can't see the picture.
I'll show you.
You're gonna show me, because I was gonna see if I could access it on here, maybe.
That's
the fucking sweetest thing.
Imagine listening to that and she's like, yeah, you're the guy that I wrote in about because I wanted to hang out with you.
Oh my goodness.
Thank you so much for writing
in.
So
now they started dating February 19th or some shit. So that's so cute.
I don't think this is the picture they had sent though, because I don't recall ever seeing this.
Oh, I don't remember seeing that either.
But there's the other one. So maybe that's the one that they sent. Hold on. I remember this one. Remember that picture?
Oh, yeah. Aw. You guys are adorable. I'm glad it worked out.
Yay!
Right person, right time now.
Right person, right time.
That's so sweet. That is so sweet. That's so cute that he wrote in.
Yeah, so wait, did she show you?
Yeah, or...
Like, I guess after they started dating, she's like, I gotta show you this. I wrote into this podcast and they talked about us.
Or are you an avid listener and you're like, holy shit, I know that's about me.
I want to go back to our July 9th episode.
And listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well,
I'm glad that you guys are together.
Me too.
And thank you for writing us. And
that's so sweet.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Happy birthday. Early.
Early birthday,
Nicole. A little early.
Yeah, a little early.
April 9th. I think that's my cousin's birthday. Or the 8th. I'm not sure. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
We're gonna go take a nap now.
We're gonna go take a nap.
Or make dinner and take care of animals.
Oh, fun.
Okay, love you. Bye.